Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mia, and welcome to Let's Talk Good Stuff. Today I will discuss social injustice of black men with two men who have their own experiences, a father-son duo, Myron Sr. and Myron II. Hello, guys. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you just clear.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you just clear.
Okay.
So today we will discuss social injustice of black men. We have Myron Sr. and Myron II here. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As you both know, we have had countless instances where African American men and women have been profiled, harassed, and even killed by police for innocent offenses. As black men, how does these instances affect you?
Well, I'll tell you how it affects me as a brother, as having a brother that was killed by police in 1971. It bothers me because this is not something that just started. It's something that been started years and years ago. And it's just to the point now to where we have people, everybody with cameras that can catch a shot of it. And that can put it on YouTube and what have you, which is exposing what's been going on for years. This haven't just started. It's been around for years. Young black men been shot by police for years, and nobody never done nothing about it because everybody thought the black community was hallucinating about what was going on. But now that everybody had cameras and they're able to put the cameras on the situation, now everybody can see, and they're exposing it for what it really is. And it's racial bias and racial justice against black people, young black men in black communities. And it's not that they did anything bad or anything, because I'm just talking about young black men that's being killed without a weapon in their hand, without giving up any type of fight or anything like that. They're just being killed because, oh, they look big, they look brutal, they look everything but human to these cops who have racist mentalities and do things with race in mind. And they do things to people and they don't care when a person of color. And that's what's wrong with the system today. And I think what we need to do at this point is try to get some type of legislation to make it against the law to kill for anybody, no matter what your job title is, for anybody to be able to kill people, period, without a weapon in their hand, without being attacked in any form or fashion. When you think about how when we send our police to the academy, they learn how to do hand-to-hand combat. They learn how to learn when to employ a weapon and what weapon to employ at certain times. But it always seems like when it comes to dealing with black youth, the first weapon they grab is their firearm, which that means they have every intent to kill. There's no attempt to maim. There's no attempt to try to take them into custody. It's just to kill them.
Okay, so do you internalize the instances that you see on the news? Do you take it as if it's happening to you or your son or your brother?
Well, going to the fact that it had personally affected me at one point in time in my life, it will always affect me in that way, because when I see a young black man killed with no weapon in his hand, for no apparent reason, no other than the cop was afraid for their life, where their life wasn't even in jeopardy or in no shape, form, or fashion, but yet they was afraid for their life. And then there's the judicial system, who does no justice for black people. They find no wrongdoing, even though you can have a black man choked to death with an illegal chokehold, and they find no wrongdoing, and that cop is still working on the force. You can have a young girl killed in a jail cell, and everybody, they fired him not for her murder and not for wrongfully arresting her, but they fired him because he lied on his police report. You know, it's sad how they do things, and they reckless about it, and then they want, when they kill a young black man, they want you to be peaceful and calm. But why don't they be peaceful and calm before they pull their firearm and inject themselves into a situation to where there's no turning back? Because once you take somebody's life, you can't turn away from that, you know?
Right. So, Myron II, how did, as a young black man, how does these instances affect you?
Well, personally, it makes me very scared to know that any given day I could lose my life for something as simple as walking down the street. I can lose my life because someone else feels intimidated by the way I look. So it's very nerve-wracking. Definitely keeps me on edge each day to make sure I watch the way I carry myself. I make sure I pay attention to my surroundings and just continue to be aware of everything that's going on around me. And as crazy as it sounds, try to make myself seem as harmful as possible as I go about my day-to-day travels. So it's a very uncomfortable feeling. It's almost like you can never be relaxed each day as I walk out of my home. I can never be completely relaxed and completely comfortable as I make my travels.
Okay. So as black men, what would you like to see in politics? What would you like to see our representatives do to help the situation rather than hurt the situation? Because in the past, there has been legislation that was designed for indicting black men or minorities. So what is it that you would like to see happen?
Me personally, I would like to see these law enforcement officers be held accountable. I would like to see justice actually be served, and these lawmakers actually follow through with the laws that they make. You know, if murder is one thing for one person, it needs to be murder for everyone. It can't be
true
murder for a regular everyday citizen, but self-defense because this guy has a badge or this guy felt threatened or because he killed a black man, so now it's not murder. I would just like, you know, everything to be on an even playing field. And as we go through this presidential campaign and whoever our next president is, I would just like them to hold these people accountable, make examples out of people, and show them that this is unacceptable, that this is not what America is. It's not what we've fought all these years for. And, you know, just make people think twice about being so willing and able to pull their guns out on innocent people that's just going on with their lives, not causing any harm to anyone.
Okay. And so can you give me any personal experience besides, obviously, your dad mentioned his brother being killed back in the 70s, but it's, you know, it's 2016 now. Things are on on camera phone. Like, can you give me any experiences that you may have had? I mean, obviously, you haven't been killed by the police, but I'm sure you've had some kind of interaction.
Yeah, so actually,
or maybe
one
a friend or somebody.
Yeah, one that always sticks out to me when I was probably 16 or 17 years old. I remember I just started driving, and me and my best friend were driving in a car coming from maybe playing basketball or something, just driving home. And I remember driving on the street and seeing a cop ahead of me coming out of a perpendicular street. The cop got to the corner well before I did and literally waited for me to drive to the stop sign and drive past them just so they can get behind me just to pull me over at the next corner. And I just remember them going through all of our stuff, going through our bags and checking our pockets, checking glove compartments. And I'm sure at the time it was very illegal the way they searched us. The way they went through our things with no type of warrant, no type of real reason to even pull us over. But I think at that time, I was so scared and so nervous and so happy that they just let us go without any harm to ourselves that I didn't draw any attention to it. But thinking back on it and looking at what's going on now, I realized that it was definitely injustice there. And we were definitely targeted for basically being in a neighborhood that maybe we weren't supposed to be in and maybe looking suspicious for being young and driving a car. But that's definitely one experience that sticks out to me and stays with me to this day.
Okay.
Well,
so
I know I have had cops.
You've had cops?
I have had cops. I have had cops pull me over, and instead of confronting me like a man would and trying to deal with the situation in a better way, they came at me in a very hostile manner, trying to provoke me into saying something or acting in a certain way to where it would justify them going to the next level, and I would find myself happen to try to talk them down to keep myself out of harm's way, because there's no doubt in my mind, and I know through my years of experience and living, I've had a cop pull a gun on me and put it to my temple for no reason. I just turned the corner, had no idea what was going on, and he jumped out of his car and put his gun right to my temple. You know, I've had cops pull me over, what the F are you doing, and they're just trying to accelerate things so that they can do what they want to do. We have cops are people, just like anybody else. And you have
right.
Cops out here, they come to work and they be angry with what's going on at home, but they can't take it out on the first person at home. But once they get behind that wheel and get that badge on, oh, I can do what I want to anybody. So sometimes you're dealing with not only being black, just to being somebody that's available to take whatever angry they're angry about, they just take that anger out on you because they feel as though they can get away with it. I mean, there's so many different elements out here. You have cops that think that, when they see a black guy, they're afraid of him from the beginning. So therefore, they come immediately on feeling as though that they have to take charge. And taking charge means what? Violating that person's rights. And trying to you take a situation from bad to good, from good to bad in a matter of minutes because you fear this person that you're approaching, you know. And then you got some cops out there that's just plain straight up racist. They just don't care because you're black and we don't like you, and they use their badge and they hide behind their badge to commit murder and to violate black people, people of color, I would say. Because it's not just blacks, it's Hispanics, and anyone that's not white, they don't have a problem with violating their rights and disrespecting them and provoking them if they can.
Okay. Thank you for your input. That's our time. And I appreciate all that you've added to the show.
I thought we were just getting started.
No, we only have 15 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. All right.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.